Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast featuring unique and interesting stories that are inspired by true and personal events. Some are thinking, why should I listen to this podcast? Well, to be perfectly honest, who better to tell a story than the person that wrote it? And in this case, that writer is me, your host, George Walters. With that, let's get started. Thinking about this story that I will be reading to you today takes me back to my younger days. Days of when I used to take the time to stop off at my favorite bar, or more so, a hotel, and have a drink or two. I have to admit I had some great times chatting with friends on them occasions, which at that time were mostly men. Not that I didn't like women, as I surely did. But what I'm saying is that sometimes a man needs a man to talk to about issues that arise that only a man would understand. In saying that, I would suspect that most women enjoy the company of another woman from time to time too, although they do have a different perspective on certain issues than us men do. Like one time I asked my wife her views on the subject. She said that women in most cases are inclined to process things by talking them through. Men, she says, seem to process things by thought, usually keeping things inside until they are fully understood. She also added that a lot of times we never get to the fully understanding part. But I would say that is correct in most instances, truth be known. I never really gave it that much thought. But what I did find out early in life is that when it comes to a woman's way of thinking, and I seriously mean this, us men would be much better off not trying to figure them out. To be honest, though, I have given it some thought. And what would that be? Well, here's what I came up with. I figure a necessity that us men need or should design, yes, we have that ability nowadays to do so, is to perfect a map of some kind that we can follow. That way, when our wives or girlfriends want us to do something, we will have the correct route to take, right at our fingertips. I might add, the closer the better. Anyways, this story isn't about women as a whole, it's about us men. So, with that, let's get on with the story. I hope you enjoy Places Men Like. I often wonder why we became so defiant against having a place where men only can go for a drink. Many years ago, across the street from where I worked was a stag room for men only, where I went to meet up with friends to have a pint or two, usually after work. A place sort of like that television show, Cheers, where everyone knows your name. I like that show, and thinking about it, we could use a few more in our society today. The old saying is, laughter is the heart of the soul, so to speak. However, for us guys, a stag room was a place that we could chat about our day without watching our language, a place we could scratch without being observed with a wary eye, a place to put our feet up on a chair and smoke a good cigar, a place to go no matter how sweaty you were, a place to unwind, and if you had a problem, the bartender was always there to listen. He might not have been much help in some instances, but he was there just the same. And that was all that mattered. I got to know some really fine fellows over the years. There were a few instances that some thought we had women waitresses or women bartenders. Well, we might have thought about them, but at that time there wasn't one to be found, at least not in the stag room. Anyways, I never found anything wrong with having a place like this just for the guys, and on the same note, I also figured that women should have the same opportunity. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? Today, it is next to impossible for a tavern or to have a room for just men without most saying that it is politically incorrect. And in some cases, it has been suggested that these groups are sexism. Makes me shake my head sometimes. Today, women discriminate against men, and men discriminate against women. There is no happy medium. Years ago, we never had problems like that, or at least I didn't. If asked, I would have to say that my girlfriends at any given time didn't mind me having a night out with just the guys, and later neither did my wife. She went her way, did her things, and I went mine. We hardly argued at all. If anything, we both shared in what happened while we were out and had many laughs. I guess you could say it was one of them good old days that some talk about. Sometimes I think we went back to a few of these old ways, a lot of our problems wouldn't exist. Then again, maybe not, as society today has sure changed. So how did these rules and things become a part of our life? Well, it's hard to say. Probably because some of these rules were put into place by someone that didn't have the expertise to do so. However, let's not get too serious. I'm only stating here how it was years ago. For me, it was a great time to be alive. But don't take me the wrong way. I'm in favor of our rules and laws today, but a few of them makes me wonder what it would have been like without them. For us men, though, it isn't all that bad in today's world. Not by no means. We might not have the in-town bars or hotels that we used to go to at night, for men only, but we do have our man caves, basements full of toys, bars, pool tables, home arcade games, fridges, wine coolers, beer coolers, big screen TVs, soundproof rooms so we don't bother our wives or family, bathrooms with speakers. Can you imagine that? So we don't miss any football games or baseball games. Lazy boy chairs with cup holders that hold our beer. Heck, some even keep it cool. And the list goes on and on. So thinking about all that and putting things in the right perspective, us men, you could say, came full circle. Now, instead of having to go out in the cold with the boys come home with us, and the party begins. Huh. And here I was feeling sorry for us guys. But with all that said, the women of today haven't been outdone. No, sir, not by any means. As now, she-sheds are becoming more popular every day, which in layman terms mean a female alternative to man caves. Their aspects, different from us men, of course, lean to a quiet place where they can let down their hair, allowing their personal thoughts and creativity to run free. And some of these she caves are, well, quite elaborate, let me tell you. Yes, times has changed, I will grant you that. Finally, I guess we need to learn to accept change, or at the very least learn how to live with it. And that is where life becomes interesting. I hope you enjoyed Places for Men. Now that we're nearing the end of my podcast, I would like to mention that all my stories are also available in books. Each book consists of over 50 short stories. If you would like more information regarding my books or podcasts, you can email me at any time at stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll get back to you. Along with that bit of information, I would like to let you know about Patreon. Patreon is a membership platform that makes it easy for those that want to know more about artists and creators like myself. It's a simple way for me to promote my books along with my podcasts and a place for those that want to show their support. You can find Patreon by going to patreon.com/justonemorestory. All one word, no spaces. You can also listen to my podcasts on Google Play Music, Google Home, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, and The Walters Post. And if you enjoy my podcast, share them with others or tell a friend. In doing so, it will help me to make more podcasts for all to enjoy. And finally, I would like to thank you for listening. And don't forget to tune in every Friday for a new episode of Just One More Story by George Walters.